All right. Last segment of the show. Do some scamming. No, not scamming. Scam busters.
We're not going to be scamming anybody.
Well, this whole thing's a fucking scam. It's all a scam. Do some Ann Jackson. It's been quite some time.
It has been. We've been neglecting our girl.
Well, I mean, we've been doing other things. It's not out of lack of desire.
You have desire for Ann Jackson?
I have a lot of desire for Ann Jackson. She's my little geisha girl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See now, another party offended.
Why?
Geisha.
Why is that? I didn't. It's a cultural thing. Yeah. Why would that offend?
I guess that, you know, assuming that every Japanese woman is a geisha.
I did not assume every Japanese woman was a geisha.
Just Anne?
I said she's mine.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say every Japanese woman is. You know, I'm putting it out there. Oh, that may be me and Miss Jackson have a thing going.
Ooh.
And now it's the third grade.
Anna Devin sitting in a tree. S-P-A-M-I-N-G. Well, I needed two M's, but it didn't fit.
What were you going for?
Spamming.
Why would we be spamming?
I meant scamming. It's late.
Stupid.
S-C.
Crap.
I lose the ability to spell after 8:45 p.m. You know, Trucker Tom just posted that picture from Scanners where the guy's pointing and going, pointing. I forget his name.
You're really on point for this last segment.
Yeah, I really, it's degenerated. I think there was something.
You're playing the part of Joe. This is usually where Joe starts to have the stumbles and struggles a little bit here. But no, you're playing his part tonight. All right.
Yeah, I'm stepping in for Joe while he's away.
In memoriam of Joe Curry. Has Joe died? No.
I'm just stepping in.
Yes, just stepping in it.
Thank you, Tom. Donald Sutherland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Tom is the other part of my brain this evening. Tom will be playing the other part of my brain this evening.
Poor Tom.
I know.
It's a scary place.
Don't cross over into the other side, Tom. Save yourself!
You thought her house was cluttered. You should see what's in that head.
Oh, my God. There's so much going on.
All right. Give me some stuff here.
Give you some stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, categories. It was just the two of us, so I didn't even think of the categories right now. I lost my...
I guess you're playing, and who's ever in the chat if they want to play. And
yeah, that's true. I have to dig out my pen. I'm completely unprepared.
Really?
I was just sitting here going do-do-do-do-do-do in my
head.
This
show goes to shit without Joe Curry.
I don't know what happened.
Joe is the horse's glue that holds this together.
Apparently. I just lost my shit. Okay, so obviously...
It's probably in Joe's old house.
It is.
it's in the walk.
I'm calling him and asking him how to find it.
He'll tell you how.
I know. So the first category is obviously Mr. Davin. And I think the second category should be assholes.
Plural holes.
Plural holes this time. Because you can't just have one. And...
That's what I say. I have one ass, I'm like, well, this is fun.
And then others, Joe.
Maybe.
Davin's
Den.
It's me.
No, we don't want any. Actually, you came just in time. You came just in time. Pippa's losing her fucking shit.
I also got the name of the movie wrong. It's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Tom is correcting me left, right, and center.
Pip's a little slower than usual tonight, pal.
I've lost it.
Yeah, really?
Quite the addition. Thank you, Joe. Anyway, we were just going through the categories. You called just in time. Oh, before we go on, though, how was the wake?
It was balloons and a clown.
Oh, so you got a gig. Good for you.
Yeah, right. But here's the whole deal with the funeral line. The funeral line is unique to any other line because... people stop and talk. Now, it was crowded, and the funeral home is humongous. It's like acres and acres of death. So...
Acres and Acres of Dead.
That's a great name for a band, by the way. Acres and Acres,
acres of
Death.
Dead.
So I get in there, and it was crowded. I mean, the guy was beloved. He was really a sweet guy, so there was a ton of people there. And I really didn't know. I met up with my coworkers. They were sitting already made. They were spent. I hooked up them after I went up to the casket. But the whole line to the casket is sitting there, and you're trying to get up to the thing, and people are stopping and talking. You don't want to go around because you don't know if you're busting the line, you know. So in front of me was an old lady with a purse. Now, that's good to have because the old lady with the purse don't have time. you know? So I'm like, all right, I will follow the old lady with the purse and see what is going on here. Maybe I'll just follow her lead. But now she's stuck in the line.
Oh,
I'm
great.
Like, what do I do? So I'm like, maybe I'll go by the pictures. You know when you have all the pictures? And maybe you go like you're at the museum. You got to look at some of the artwork and mosey up to the casket. But it turned out I got up there and paid my respects, and then I sat with my coworkers and caught up. You know, just a shame. He was a very, very good guy.
Well, our condolences. We hate to lose good people.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Sorry you lost a friend, Joe.
Yeah.
But, hey, you still got us, if that's any comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not helping him.
See, this is why I can't be nice to this man. Try my bestest to be nice, and he just shan't have it. All right, so Joe, we're doing categories. Pip just gave us Mr. Davin. So Mr. Davin's the first one. Assholes, plural's the second, and what's the third, Pip?
So-called.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
All right, I'm going to go with 5 Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with 6 assholes. And what was the last one?
So-called.
I'm going to go with 4 of those.
Okay. I'm going to say 7 Mr. Davins. I'm going to say 3 assholes. And I'm going to go with 5 so-called. All right, Trucker Tom says 5 Mr. Davins, 2 holes, and 1 SC.
SC, he's abbreviated.
Yes, he is. He got tired.
No Joe's girl for this?
I don't know. Here she is. Okay.
Here she is.
Here she comes.
Long Island.
Joe's girl's in with 4 Mr. Davins, 2 assholes, and 1 so-called.
Rebooting, restarting helped her?
Yes, it did.
That happens sometimes. Yeah, I can usually tell when we're off the air and when it's
a problem
user.
For a user.
Yeah, but I do appreciate people letting us know.
Yeah, definitely don't let us keep going on for like 10 minutes. It's like, you know what? Have you guys been off the air for 10 minutes? It's like,
people
shit!
People encourage it.
I know. They hope for it.
So she had sent me something. This is from October 22nd of 2014. She had sent me something, and I said, this is recent. I did not realize you were still talking with them, because she was conversing with them.
Really?
And she said, it was October 18th, 2014. I was fucking mad, and I insulted them both. Green contacted me, saying he wanted to come to Japan soon. He also told me to report Brown Con ASAP if I want to do. So then she writes, fucking liars. This is the subject. Idiot Melvin Santos.
Ah.
That's how she starts it.
Yes.
Such a person like you, as well as a scammer, a liar, and a criminal cheat on victims' money and choke their money. You will die for the corrupt. I do not get any fucking money back after your fucking info about the funds hitting to my account. You are a real recovery scammer. You destroy my hole. Different hole.
You destroy my hole.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why I said she's my girl, because I destroy that hole. I hit it. I slap that ass.
I call that a Friday.
Call that a Friday?
Yeah.
Call that a mess.
You destroy my all.
Yes. Me too. All right. I was looking for something, but I couldn't find it.
Uh-oh.
That's a shame. I don't want to put gay porn over there. I could put this. This is what happens to destroy the hole.
Oh, no.
A little tardy. Anyway. I think UN is fucking org, because you... I don't know. Because you choke on people's money pretending to help the people around the world. This is fucking lies. Shame on you.
Mm.
Parker Green and James Miller are fucking mafias. They threaten me. Are they real soldiers? No. She's on board.
Yes, finally.
But fucking mafias as well as scammers. James Miller said to me that he nearly killed himself. I have read this kind of fucking info from Green and Brown Cotton many times. He is still alive. He is good at lying, unlike our pal Joe.
Yes, that's right.
I also have got info about Green, who got attacked and was going to die, but now he is still online. Assholes.
Assholes
is on the board.
Ew.
Idiot Melvin, where are my funds? You totally choked the victim's money. Victim P's, victim C's, victim A's, and mine. These are the people who she tried to help.
Right.
Not working
But she
out.
Led them right into them.
Yeah. Where are fucking funds? Fucking liars. You live in low life in Africa who will suffer from Ebola. Writing presidential speeches, I say. Replace shithole countries with low life in Africa. You're not too far off.
Really? And boy, am I sorry that I didn't pick the word fucking for tonight.
Yeah, fucking's always good with Anne.
Yeah.
I will expose the truth to the world. And then she gives a link to her blog. October 23rd, 2014. Subject, criminals fucking recovery scammers. So-called criminal Melvin Santos. What I found is that you are a real fucking scammer who asked the victims to pay for the fees. Number one, you are a criminal. The recovery, she's quoting here, the recovery is very difficult, said by Scammer Green. It means you do to lie to the victims, asking for the payments to open the case files. But the truth, the victims never get any fucking funds back. You are the real scammer who is behind all of the curtain. You are shame. You are a real criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you lie and you cannot face the victims and mass media.
Did she say mass or mess?
Mess. It's always
good.
Mess. It's always mess. Do not fool people because you do lie. You deny it. And this is why you cannot face the reality and the mass media to tell the truth. And this is why you use me. Joe, you're a little tardy on that. Number three. Many people will kick your asses. It's going to be a good old-fashioned ass kicking.
Oh, my God. All three of my asses?
That's going to be a lot of asses kicked. I like this shit. She's calling the ninjas.
There's no way I'm going to get away with one seat on an airline with all these asses.
No. Many people will kick your asses, and you will be posted everywhere. You have nowhere to go. Four. Lies. James H. Miller wanted to kill himself. He is alive. He never. I like how, of all the things, this is what fucking enrages her.
He didn't actually kill himself.
Yeah, don't you hate when somebody promises suicide and they just don't follow through?
It enrages me.
Now I feel like we have to rewrite Flush. I'd hate to piss off Ann, Joe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she doesn't get her payoff.
Yeah.
You know how mad she gets.
Parker Green always informs me the funds will be transferred to my account, and he asked me to pay for the fees all the time. Fucking lies. He want to kill me and destroy my whole life. He is a real criminal. Shame on him. Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton asked victims to send the money to David Moore in Ghana, which means they live in a low life in Africa. Little racist right here by Ann.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, really.
This is not going to be good for her run for office.
No.
FBI and Interpol told me all of you are scammers. No, I fucking told you, bitch.
Yeah, over and over again.
Yeah. They deny because you are real scammers. I will update the truth and the world because you are fucking cheaters. You do cheat on the victims. We do have the real evidence. This is why you are escaping. You will have nowhere to go.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Sorry.
Who's that? What song is that?
Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, okay. So I respond, I go, now that you seem to understand what you've been dealing with, my suggestion is you go to your local Japanese authorities with the money transfer information that includes the names of the people who received your funds. As I said, my wager is some of those names are the people behind the fake characters they have created. It's a long shot. Any justice will be served, but if it will be, that is where I would start.
Yeah, really.
Sounds like some damn fine advice by me.
And it sounds very straightforward, and she's almost in the mood to receive it, except she's spewing so much. I wonder if she's able to take in any, like, reasonable information at this point.
I find when they spew, they're not so willing to take in.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
I won.
Do you think I will hide the truth? Never! This is the typical scam scheme. They are scammers. Like, she's telling me shit I didn't know.
Right, right. Thanks for informing me, Anne.
Parker Green came online. What were you doing?
I didn't. Is that one of your many jobs?
Fluffer Green.
Fluffer Green.
Fluffer Green. Parker Green came online informing
me.
The funds will be transferred soon. Then James H. Miller came online saying the funds will be transferred soon. And all the money is 2,500 euros and the funds will hit my account. Damn it all red.
Ooh.
Ah.
Oh.
Ah.
You guys want a moment?
Yes.
This is scam. It is so-called advanced fee fraud. Fucking dumb bitch.
Really? It's like, really? Really?
I like how, like, she's taking the authority. Like, she always has to be in the know.
I know. And she's taking your words and parroting them back to you. Like, yeah, when did you pick up on this? We've only been talking about it for years.
Yeah. James H. Miller is a fucking criminal. He always asks
me
to raise the money and borrow money from credit card companies because the funds would hit my account in 72 hours. He destroys
me
because I suffer from the financial loss and I have so much debts. This man should be put into death penalty. It's a harsh
instant death penalty?
Put into death penalty. It's like a timeout, but it's a little worse, Joe.
We should build a little area called the death penalty box.
Sure.
You know
what you did. Now go die. Think about what you did and die.
Never think about what you did in the death penalty box.
Then Parker Green, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller started threatening
me
because they have the excuses. They also help me with their money. They are real mafias, black mafias. You racist bitch. I paid lots of money, which is $90,000 U.S. dollar for funds transfer. I can't imagine.
Just can't imagine. How was she able to? I know that, I mean, we've heard many times that she borrowed from her boss. She borrowed from her students. She's working all these jobs. Where did anybody come up with $95,000 to do this with?
I don't know. I never get money back. They lie to
me
all the time. This is why I must expose the truth. Back to Damn It All Red. Brown Cotton lies to
me.
Brown Cotton is a fucking fraud star.
Yes.
Opening
page. Joe's enjoying this.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Fraud star.
Then here's a quote. Opening case file is not free. He told me that he could bring the victim's money back. He is fucking assholes.
Oh, too.
Wish I was. After the victims paid for the fees, he asked another payment again and again, which is never ending payment. I will do an unrest report to let me. I fucked it up. Get arrested. They are Americans. This is the truth. Now she's fucking back on They Are Americans.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? This won't last.
Never does. October 26, 2014. Subject. That is to say, Miller, I know, is fake. Ha ha! She had a couple of A's in there.
Ah, they were long ha's.
Mr. Davin!
Up two.
My video channel is really helpful.
Is it?
are ya? Both are fucking lies. I do not have any profile on Miller of Miller on Facebook at all. Now this woman posts her message on my channel. And this is a conversation going on. This is in ball-busting blue. U.S. soldier Miller's photos abused by scammers. And this is from someone named Christina. The guy on your Facebook page is not Miller. He is a scammer because I know the guy in the pic. He is my husband, and his name is not David. And yes, he is a U.S. soldier, and his computer got hacked, and he's mad. He is mad at hell. So maybe this is the real person for
wow.
Me. About James H. Miller. I did tell the truth that I do not trust this man because he destroys
me.
P.S. Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr are scammers. This is what I said to you because they asked the victims to pay for the fees and the victims never get money back. James H. Miller and Parker D. Green are scammers because I never get any fucking info about my funds back. They are fucking liars as well as scammers. This is everything I've told this woman.
Yes. Repeatedly. Ugh. It's like, oh, thanks for parroting it back to me, Anne.
So then she writes this to Victim C. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are scammers because they asked the victims to pay for the fees. They are going to ask you to pay for the fees for the funds transfer. Indeed, they want to do this to me because I paid $90,000 and I never get any fucking money back. They are scammers. Please kindly contact your cyber crime unit in your country to arrest them. I want to tell you that I am doing unrest report. So it seems like I've actually turned her around.
So she stopped, like, telling people, oh no, they'll help you out. Now she's getting it.
Yes, now she's
good.
Yeah. Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
Eric Bohr, Sarah Francois, Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, and Parker D. Green are scammers. This is truth. This
roll
is
the call.
Roll call.
Late but not absent. This is the conversation dated October 18th or 19th, 2014. You can see so called James H. Miller is a scammer.
Two.
Pip, you picked wisely tonight.
Yeah.
Good girl. This is from Miller and Ann. This is Miller. If you have the money, send to the bank directly for the transfer. Ann says, fuck you. Miller says, don't. I feel like Joe's listening on the radio instead of listening to the
It almost sounds like he's on a delay.
Yeah, Joe's on his own little delay. It's a Long Island delay. Miller says, okay, I just thought Joe might interject.
Nah.
Miller says, don't send to anybody. Ann goes, advanced fee fraud. Miller goes, no. Ann goes, scam. Criminal. Miller goes, this is transfer fees for your funds. Ann goes, criminal. Always ask money. Fuck you. Miller goes,
He's considering her option.
I added the rubbing the chin. I don't know.
No. He's considering her offer. Yeah, fuck you.
Well, there's options. Ann goes, go to hell. Miller goes, you will never learn. Ann goes, animal. Go to hell. Animal, criminal. Always money.
Animal, that's new.
You didn't have that on the list.
No.
Miller goes, it's $2,500 euro. So I said to her, I go, block him. Stop having these conversations.
Really?
Once you're leaving yourself open with these conversations.
Well, yeah, once you have decided that you know who these people are, why entertain this? And she does over and over again.
I think because she thinks they're going to get, like, she's going to guilt them. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but how is she going to guilt them into it by just, like, yelling insults at them repeatedly?
Something. Maybe being called an animal is the bridge too far.
Maybe they found it just as entertaining as we're finding it now.
They could be.
You know, like, wait a minute. Let's just tune to the Ann channel and see what she yells at me today.
As somebody who's dabbled in the annoying arts, I can certainly see the joy.
That's funny.
there's a certain glee one gets out of pushing someone's buttons. I get it. So-called Melvin Santos.
Oh, three.
You choke victims' money, asking money and again. You are hiding. You asked
me
to pay for the fees, which is $4,500 U.S., and I did pay. I never get fucking funds back. Now you ask
me
to pay for the fees, which is 2,500 euros. Fuck you assholes.
Oh, there we go. Three.
Who do you think you are? You are a real scammer. You will get arrested. I have no idea why UN want to help people, but ask the victims to pay the fees. You are assholes.
Oh, wow.
You are a real scammer. Where are my funds? Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois are running away. I think you want to run away. Your mail address is being posted everywhere. Excuse me. I also posted on my blog and video. It is shameful of you. October 27, 2014. Subject, kindly post this one to your website. This is what fucking Melvin Santos sent to
me.
I will go to work now. I will... He's a couple of me's behind, but he's catching up.
It's like me when I'm on the phone. I'm trying to meet with him, and it's like, yeah.
I appreciate the effort. I will explain it to you to judge it as scam. And then this is what's written. I guess this was written to her. This is written to her from Melvin Santos. The UN funds can be transferred to you if you can obtain the affidavit of oath. In the past, it's been affidavit of oath.
Of oath.
Yeah. So
yeah.
They're getting better.
He got a ha.
Not with all the money he's been collecting.
Yes. He could. Yeah. Can I buy an H?
Vanna. And also the transfer certificate. Each costs the sum of 1,500 euros. The total UN refund scheme is 500,000 euros. Will be transferred into your bank account as a compliant as soon as you obtain these two documents. I will help you, Dr. Melvin.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, somewhere, Miller is slowly petting a white cat in an oversized chair, wondering how to redirect the ruse. I love that image. How can I redirect her?
Tom knows how to get this quote on the air. Fucking mention a cat, you can't help yourself.
I can't.
Tom puts anything with cat, it's going to make the air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's no dummy.
Animal. Cat.
Meow, meow.
Scammer. Meow.
Meow. October 28, 2014, I go, of course it's a scam. I and my audience have known that they are scammers for months. It is just more of the same from them.
Yeah.
I guess that's my version of really.
Yes, that was the long drawn out really.
The long drawn out really. That's what I'm good for, long drawn out reallys. October 29th, 2014. Mr.
Davin! There's four.
It is the judgment from the people. People are saying, but these people insist on your nonsense. And this is why I must expose the truth to you. Read the message carefully, because it is full of traps. The UN funds can be transferred to you if you can. Yeah, this is the same thing I just read. I will help you. This is what I read.
Yeah.
Dr. Melvin, these are fucking traps. Time for Damn It All Red. Releasing funds does not mean the funds will be transferred to your account. This Melvin Santos is very wicked. Number two. They will ask the victims to pay for the fees called funds transfer. Back to Damn It All Red. This is never-ending payment. Tonight would have been a good night for Damn It All Red as
well. Fucking and Damn It All Red.
I'd like to. If I fuck you in that time of the month, it certainly will be Damn It All Red. I made a period joke. Then they will ask you about tax clearances. I paid so much, I never get any fucking money back. This is why I'm mad. They are liars. Number three. These fucking transfers is being used by scammers as well as hackers who steal the info from the banks. As far as I know, most of the scammers are real hackers. True experiences. Number one. Another fucking list.
I know.
Number one, first time scam from Thailand and Malaysia. My scammers who impersonated FBI man and woman called Pedro Simpson and Jayanthi Maram. They are criminal hackers. So this is the first time she's calling her first batch of scammers.
But did she just say a woman named Pedro?
Well, yeah.
She's a little confused.
So is the woman called Pedro.
Wait a minute. Was she singing out front of a church?
I believe so.
Yes.
They are criminal hackers. They made very fake documents to
me.
And those were very pro.
They were very pro?
Very pro, as opposed to very anti.
Okay, good.
I did hand it. I did hand those documents to my local police. They finally threatened
me
because they said they helped
me.
This is why I went to local police and consulted international lawyers. Number two, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James Miller, and Parker Green are scammers as well as mafias. Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr contacted
me,
and they informed me many times that my funds would hit my account. They do not take any responsibility for what they did to
me.
I never get any fucking money back. They always contacted
me,
saying they want to assist
me
with the money. Nothing from Joe.
He's trying.
Very. If I could not pay for it, they threatened me a lot.
Me!
This is what they did to
me.
This is why they are scammers. Brown Cotton lied to victim A and victim C. He did this way to them, too. This is why I am fucking mad. He also did this to victim P. P paid lots of money, but she never get any money back. This is why I judged him as a big fraudster. Brown Cotton is very shameful. My comment. They did the same ways as scammers Pedro Simpson, Jayanthi Maram. Scammer Omar is mafia. And they had global network between Thailand and Malaysia. According to Jayanthi Maram saying, they had a system. I guess that is hacking. You know, it's fun. It's like she reread all the shit I've been telling her.
Yeah, and she said, "Oh, these are my brilliant thoughts." Really?
Yeah, she's taking. She's stealing my work. She's hacking me.
Yeah,
I'm being hacked, Joe.
Yes.
Thank you. This is why. This is the reasons why I asked you to post that one on your website, because I do not want those fucking men to go anywhere. UN is corrupt. Melvin Santos uses James Miller and Parker. Here is a message to say to see why this is. Why this fucking Miller is assholes.
Wow, that's five.
Five assholes.
Five. I have five. Five assholes.
Yes, yes.
I need the bands.
This Miller cheated on my out of $20,000 with Parker Green, Brown Cotton, and Eric Bohr. This Miller has no intention to return the money to
me.
He is fucking criminal. He is shameful using
me
to contact fucking idiot man called Melvin Santos.
Fucking idiot man.
Fucking idiot man. Joe, that's your new nickname.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Where's fucking idiot man?
Fucking idiot
man. I'm over here.
I'm over here now.
Over here now.
Please read the conversation. This man is always lying because he's a scammer.
Yeah.
I never trust him because he destroys my whole life. Yes, you did, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, I never trust him.
If you did, you wouldn't have lost your money.
Yeah, I mean, you must have done repeatedly. How many... Listen to the size amounts of money that they're asking for. So how many times did she throw her money at these people?
According to her, never.
He
also tries to scam his lover, Rita. This man is criminal. His name is James H. Miller from Kansas. And here's a conversation on October 19th between Miller and Ann. And Miller goes to Ball Busting Blue.
What?
Ball Busting Blue.
Wow.
You are only angry because of the funds. That's a good fucking reason to be angry.
Yeah.
Ann goes, I do not lie. Miller goes back to Ball Busting Blue, which will be transferred soon. You want to lie now. XXXX. Please do not lie. Ann goes, I do not lie. I do not, because I do not love you. Never contact
me
anymore. This is the truth. I will block you out. I did delete your friend. I will never meet anyone. Criminal!
Wow.
I will block you out now. And now to Damn It All Red. Do you think I love this man who destroys my whole life? There was life there.
Oh, okay. Phew.
This man is dirty, and he never kills himself. He is lying.
She's so mad he didn't kill himself.
In his defense, if you're going to die, you got to do it clean. You're going to be meeting Jesus or God or Moses or somebody. You can't go up there looking like a filthy animal.
Well, don't be keep coming back.
Right.
Yeah. Ann goes, you are shameful. Miller goes back to Ball Busting Blue. You're hurting me.
In Ball Busting Blue, he said, you're hurting me?
Yeah. Ann goes, I will expose the truth to the world. Miller goes, I love you so much, Ball Busting Blue. Ann says, and I quote, fuck you. Miller back to Ball Busting Blue. I nearly got killed yesterday. Ann goes, it is your problem.
Wow, that's cold.
Miller and Ball Busting Blue, they are sending me to Africa tomorrow. I love you and will always love you in my heart and soul. Ann goes, that is your problem. Never contact
me
anymore. Miller goes, in Ball Busting Blue, I will pray you will love me back. Ann goes, never! And then she goes to Damn It All Red.
Well, first, wait. Notice that he's being sent to Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm probably doing it so he can secure more payments.
Ah, yes.
That's why I go to Africa. So this is in Damn It All Red. See this fucking man's lies? He asked the funds transfer fees. Fuck! He is assholes.
Oh, wow. That's very... Assholes is very popular.
He sent me his dick.
Yes, he did. Do you have that for safekeeping?
I believe we've covered that before. We actually had the picture of his dick.
Yes, we did.
Very small. Mushroom-like.
Mushroomy.
He sent
me
this kind of info many times. I really don't know if a dick pic is info.
No, you, well, it
maybe
is.
A job application.
It is informational.
It is.
It is, in a way.
You got to read behind the line, between the lines of the balls.
Trucker Tom says, what? Is Miller channeling Saul Rosenberg now? You're hurting me. I'm very injured over here.
Maybe. It might be. I don't like Tom's implication that Jews are involved, but...
Yeah, let's keep the Jews out of this particular item tonight.
The Jews have caught enough shit on this
show.
Yeah,
they have.
Now Tom's ruined his chance to run.
Yeah, really.
Picking on the Jews. Just blind attacks on Jews.
We've all taken our shots at them tonight, though, haven't we?
No more than Joe with his Nazi ways.
His what? No.
Nazi ways.
No.
All right, back to Damn It All Red. I never get any money back. This is why I never trust them after seeing the cases from P, victim P, A, and C. But she did fucking trust them.
She did.
And that's why she kept on sending them.
Yeah.
She's delusional.
Yeah, she is. She's lying.
Work. She's stealing my work.
Yeah.
And says, all I want is my money. That money belongs to my company.
Yeah.
Miller goes back to ball busting blue. If you have the money, send to the bank directly for the transfer. And goes, and I quote, fuck you.
Yeah.
Miller goes, and ball busting blue, don't send anybody. And goes, advance fee fraud. Back to ball busting blue. No. And goes, scam. Advance fee fraud. Miller goes, in ball busting blue. No. And goes, scam. Scam. Criminal. She just, like, the words are shooting out of her fingers.
Yeah, and it's like, and this is going to encourage them to do what?
Give back the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They feel bad.
Yeah.
Miller goes in ball busting blue. This is transfer fees for your funds. I'll tell you what, he's sticking to his guns.
Boys, yeah, they're persistent assholes.
And goes, fuck you. Miller goes, in ball busting blue. And goes, go to hell. In ball busting blue, Miller goes, you will never learn. And goes, animal, go to hell. Animal, animal, criminal, criminal, always money. Oh, that's the gig. That's the gig. Miller goes, in ball busting blue, it's 2,500 euro. Like, we're still negotiating.
Really?
And goes, you never return the money to me.
Sorry.
He said alone. Fuck you. Fuck you, go to hell if you bother.
Me!
Miller goes, in ball busting blue, I can give you the bank contact directly. I'm sure you can.
Oh, yeah. He got it memorized. Yeah.
And goes, I'm going to send it out to expose the truth. Never! I will never pay! Miller goes in ball-busting blue. You don't need your funds again?
Oh.
He's fucking sticking to the game.
Really?
Which tells me he doesn't really have a plan B.
No. It's just, you know what? I'm going to wear you down until you give me this money.
Yes, I'm going to wear down your assholes. So Miller goes, you don't need your funds again? And goes, because you cheat on my money. Miller goes in ball-busting blue. No. And goes, funds? I have funds always. Miller and ball busting blue. How much is the funds? Really a great night for colors.
Yeah, very colorful.
And Damn It All Red. The funds are under progress. Scam. This is fucking Melvis Santos scam scheme. These people are real criminal. Please post it on your websites. They never feel the shame for what they have done to the victims. Like, again, she's breaking news and my people don't know.
Right, and you should post this because, look, I've got this real, you know, eye-opener for your fans.
Thank goodness I have this contact with her.
Yeah.
And I continue the conversation with Ann and Miller. Ann goes on quite the little rant here. But the victims must pay. Pay, fuck you, go to Africa, because you live in a low life.
You live in a low life. Is he a parasite inside a low life
He's
now?
A maggot, I tell you.
Oh, I see.
Miller goes in ball busting blue. Should we just assume all Millers are ball busting?
Yeah.
Since it's not in the, it's not, if it was a category tonight.
Yeah, no, then we need to know. But we'll assume he's just blue.
Yeah, he's blue. Their funds are under process. Ann goes, wow. At which case, a large chested woman stuck out her tits.
What? Wait, what? What?
Yeah.
She said that?
It could have. It's Whip 'em Out Western Union.
Oh, God.
Right, Joe? It's Whip 'em Out Western Union? That's what the game was?
Yes.
Whip 'em Out Western Union.
Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, under process. Ha, ha, ha. Scam. I'm going to send it out now. Miller goes, no. Okay. Ann goes, you are a scammer from Africa. Go to hell. Never contact me. Miller goes, who? Ann goes, shame on you. Miller goes, me? Ann goes, scammer busted. Miller goes, I'm going to help in Liberia and Sierra Leone. You never read the news. Like Pip Shrink. Miller will not be a good therapist for you.
No. Scammer, animal. Look, this isn't helpy.
Helpful. It's not helpy?
It's not helpy.
It's a little helpy.
It's not helpy.
It's a little helpy.
I don't think it's helpy.
It's most certainly helpy. And we've lost Pip. Here we go. And the breakdown. It's been a while, but it is that time of the evening. Doesn't have a read to do, so... Let's fucking butcher this portion of the show. Just took Pip outside and shot her.
Uh-oh. He's getting giddy.
Whoa. Oh, the tears are coming.
She's going to kill with the
Riddler. Now she's leaking from every place, Joe. It's a mess.
Ay.
Like a fucking cat house down here. Play this as Pip can gather herself.
Okay.
You good?
Sort of.
All right. Continue.
Tom says, well, at least it wasn't over succulent meats.
Tom, not helping. We all want to get the fuck out of here, but if we stop with this, it's going to be another 45 minutes of show, and Joe's going to have to go to another week. We don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
Ann says, kind of what my feelings are right now, go forever. Now that she writes in Damn It All Red, do not forget to expose the truth. I did send the info to the authorities. They are fucking lazy and they do not move on. Do you know why Melvin Santos never contacts you? It is easy to see his personality. UN is cheating on people asking for donations. She still fucking doesn't get it.
The UN is cheating on people. Oh, my God.
They never help the victims but ask money always. I did send fucking mail to insult them. Yes, you did.
Yes.
Yeah, you. I'll tell you what. You were on top of your insult game.
Oh my God, she still doesn't get it that she's not talking to the UN.
No, she does not. This is what I sent to UN, and now it's in ball busting blue. I do not trust this fucking org because it is corrupt. So far, I never get any fucking funds back after this idiot secretary Melvin Santos stole my info and research.
She calls him idiot secretary Melvin Santos, and they're going, "Who is she on about?"
They know. He choked the money from the victims. Choke on it, you whore. I pay the fees, which is $4,500 US. I never get any fucking money back. You are fucking liars. You are fucking corrupt. Never send this fucking mail to me because UN is eating people's money. You ask the people to donate money to you. You never helped a victim. Shame on you. I don't know what she thinks they do.
I don't know. You're eating their money.
By the way, Jennifer Green is a fucking liar as well as a scammer. Let me show you the truth from the bank. This is my mail to the bank so-called.
Oh, yeah.
RBS Four. From the Criminal Miller's Info. So I sent mail to the bank asking for the details. True stamp story. My name is... What? Slim Shady. She gives her real name. My name is... There is funds left from my friend called Jimmy Jones who got killed by criminals. She's still not there.
Almost.
The funds is 800,000 euros. Jennifer Green, 19, went to your local bank in Scotland trying to clear the funds.
She still thinks that happened.
She does. She cheated on me 3 times. Whore. If you can't trust a scamming whore, who can you trust?
Who can you?
On me 3 times because she told...
Me!
The funds would release to her if the bank account is reactivated. But later she asked
me
to pay for stamp duty fees. And then she asked
me
to pay for the tax 2014. She asked
me
to pay for her food and transport fees to go to Scotland. The local bank is located in Glasgow, Scotland, where Jimmy Jones lived. Maybe please stop this scam. I am a real victim who is being scammed by the criminals. I did contact my local police. Please do not let her divert the funds. Here is the video I made by the name of Ann Jackson. And she sends a fucking YouTube video.
Oh, God.
Now, this is in Ball Busting Blue, the real name. For me to investigate this, I do require your account number. Regards, Miss A. Luce, customer service officer. This appears to be legitimate.
Really?
Yes. Dear Mrs. Jackson, but again, the real name, as previously advised, I will require your account number that you had with ourselves for me to see if I can assist you in any way.
Huh.
As you have made the payments in good faith, we are unable to take this forward as this would be considered a dispute between you and the beneficiary. Regards, Miss A. Luce, customer service. There's really nothing they could do for her.
No, because she made payments to these people, not right. to the bank.
Right. So then she writes, number one, Jennifer never gave
me
any bank account. Bank info, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Point. By the way, she never sent
me
any fucking receipt. She chokes my money with Melvin Santos and Morris Maribe. This close to a so-called. Number two, they are scammers. They scam me out of $4,500 for these fucking funds transferred so-called Jimmy Jones funds. And then I respond, I go, my nonsense. Remember, she said my nonsense.
Yeah.
I go, my nonsense? I don't understand what you mean. I'm a little indignant here.
Hmm.
Melvin Santos is as much as the secretary for the UN as I am the prime minister of England. Not at all. He's a scammer pretending. He has nothing to do with the UN. His job is to scam people out of money. Judging by the list of people you've given me, it appears he is somewhat good at his job, which is scamming.
Yes. Thank you.
To keep on talking with these people and demanding your money back is useless, if not outright stupid.
Stupid. Nice.
Yes. They will never send you a dime. They continue to talk with you because you continue to talk with them back, and they obviously feel that if they keep talking, you will do what you have always done in the past, which is relent and send them money.
He just called her stupid. She's part of the crew now, Joe.
Joe?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just said he just called her stupid. She's part of the crew now.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, she's been part of the crew for a while.
It is true. In order for the real RBS, I like RBS, like real bullshit bank.
Yeah, real RBS.
In order for the real RBS bank to help you, they would need your account number to see if fraud was committed. You can't provide one because at worst your money never went through their bank, and at best the scammers have an account set up there, but since you insist on not using the real names of the people who you wired money to, nobody in the world there can't what no ah fuck sentences.
fuck sentences.
People who you wired money to around the world, they can't help you. There is no Jennifer Green. There is no Parker Green. Nobody by those names had an account at RBS. At this point, RBS can't help you.
Right.
Most scammers are not hackers. A few are. I see no indication you have been hacked. Although she's hacking me. She's fucking stealing my shit. You tell these scammers exactly what you're doing by CCing them on your emails. Why would they need to hack you when you tell them everything?
You hand it
over. Yeah, really. You're giving everything to them.
Yeah. Fake IDs and documents are easy with Photoshop. It does not take some profound mastery. You got scammed by a scammer syndicate because you and the other victims either could not see the obvious signs or would not see the obvious signs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in truth, most likely the real officials will not do anything. But you make that chance zero by insisting the made-up names these criminals gave you are the real people. That is the truth. As for my audience, we laugh at how bad these scammers are. They are dumb and amateurish. We mock them every week on our show. My audience knows exactly what these vermin are. The question is, do you?
Wow.
What do you think?
Good. She needed that.
Joe?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what she needs.
Yeah, she needed that, like, smack in the face with a flounder because she's just not getting it.
Well, no, now she is. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. Five. We're missing something, all right? Oh, my God. He's got an auxiliary pile to read from. It was on the psychedelic blanket.
I don't know what the hell this is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
He's doing something else.
Mr. Davin, I want to CC Sabathia your comment to them, because what you said is true.
I want to CC Sabathia?
Well, I just added the Sabathia.
Nice.
I want to CC your comment to them, because what you said is true.
Whoa! She said this.
Yes. My flounder paid off.
Oh, my God.
They are scammers. They are shameful. I did pay for the fees for the fucking funds transfer. The total fees I paid is $90,000 US. Maybe the victim also paid the same fees as mine. I really do not know it well. P told me her funds would come out. This is why C, victim C called her asking her questions. This fucking Melvin Santos told me he is real. I doubt why he never contacts you. He's a fucking liar. He once told
me
you were all scammers, which we've covered.
Yes.
Ha ha ha, Brown Cotton Eric Bohr running away. I will do my real action soon. Parker Green sent me fucking info saying he is coming to Japan. I do not believe him. He is a liar. Do not forget his daughter, Jennifer Green, is a fucking bitch. I will not.
No.
James H. Miller is a love scammer. He is criminal. Damn it all red. Nice comment. Agreed. They never send me a dime, and they cheat on my money, which is $90,000. They lie. These people choke my money, and they will pay for the prices. They are hackers. I do not. Jayanthi Miram is a hacker. I don't know. So there you go.
Wow. A moment of clarity.
What do you guys think?
Well, that was...
Go
ahead.
It's like what Pip said. It's a moment of clarity, but it's always how long that moment of clarity is going to last.
She seemed to kind of get it.
She still doesn't get some of it, but, I mean, that... I dare say that that's the best that we've gotten out of her.
And I was very forceful with her.
Yes. Yeah, not that you haven't been before, but you're like, that's his job. He's a scammer. That's what he does. And no one can help you if you don't use their real goddamn names. And you know these aren't their real names. No one here works for the UN. Why don't you understand me? None of these people are real American soldiers.
Well, I mean, we can only hope that it does.
Oh, God. I hope the flounder of truth will
flounder of truth will
finally smack some sense into her.
I hope so.
I don't have really, really strong feeling that it will for good a long time, but I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
All right. You can do Tau of Energy.
Okay.
And I'll do Portobello. Joe, are you home?
No, I'm in the car. I can do the read.
It's all right. Well, I'll do Portobello. Pip will do Tau of Energy.
Okay. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Well done.
Thanks.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello's features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Size Print Productions and me. So we got the next show coming up, probably be in 2019, probably be early 2019. But anyway, Portobello has all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You need a comedian, an impersonator, whatever you need. I got you. SidesplittingProductions.com, SidesplittingProductions.com. Call us 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip.
First, we have to give the roundup of who won.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
There were so many, we flipped it. It was like the old video games where you score so high, you go flip to zero.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many on the mark this time. And you know what? Somebody came really friggin' close.
Really freaking.
Yeah, really, because we had five Mr. Davins.
All right.
And Joe and Tom called that.
Oh, good boy. Good job, fellas.
We had six assholes, and that Joe called that.
Ah.
And we had five so-calleds, and I called that, and Joe had four. So
I feel like Joe is the winner tonight.
Joe is definitely the winner tonight.
Joe, I hope you feel like a winner, Joe.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you had the right amount of assholes.
Well, he should, consider the cesspool is fucking backing up. If Joe didn't have so many assholes, maybe he wouldn't be getting called from the people he sold the house to.
Yeah, right?
Maybe they have too many assholes.
They do.
Yeah, clearly.
A shitstorm, I tells you.
So, with that segue, HudsonRiverRadio.com is an excellent radio station online. You should listen to the Richter Observatory Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. Great music, entertaining repartee, local news and weather, and sometimes the traffic. But for if you're not local, that stuff is not going to excite you. But the music is really good.
I
so
like that stuck in my head, that stuck in your head when I fucking pointed that out.
Yeah, you did. And I thought about it, and I'm like, it's meant to be a local station, because that's why it's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Yeah, but they're available globally.
Yeah, they are. They're on the internet, so everybody can listen.
But with a show, with a show like Mr. Helix's, you're cheating yourself.
Well, it's music, and
I'm aware.
Yeah, and it's good music, actually. I mean,
like you would come on, he plays some shit music. Please listen, it's my husband.
No, I know, but the thing is like I really like the stuff that he plays.
Well, geez, does he get to plan his own music list?
Yeah, he does.
Wow, and you have an influence on that. Shocking.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I don't.
Listen, if it sounds like shit, you're not going to give it up.
No, but the thing is, no, I would say it's not exactly my taste, but you might like it.
Does he play like rock blocks of Wynwood?
No, he doesn't. But
does he play any Wynwood?
Every once in a very blue moon.
When it's blowjob day.
Yeah. BJ day, let's play the Wynwood away.
Da, I want my dick to get wet, so we're going to play a rock block of Wynwood. A Wynwood triple play. Get the little missus in the mood. Honey, hurry to Wendy's and be ready.
What? Do you have a camera in our house?
I'm not saying I don't. So, are we done with that read?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Joe, where are you going to be?
All right, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm going to be down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 1-877-UNCLE-BIN for reservations. On Friday night, I will be behind the keys with Sexy Susan opening up for Zebra. That's going to be at the Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck, New Jersey. Then on Saturday night, I'm doing a comedy show for the Holbrook Fire Department. Come on out to that. And then wrapping up Sunday at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore, New York. Go to gubs.com for tickets and information.
It's a lot of Joe. A lot of Joe this week.
Yeah.
Some weeks it's not so much Joe. A lot of fucking Joe.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be doing characters in a park somewhere, too, just to round off the whole week.
Who's booking that?
I am. I'll talk to you later. I'll send you the details. You're right by the statue.
Right.
Don't piss off the pigeons. I've gotten complaints.
Right.
Friday, October 19th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at Il Palazzo in Wanacue, New Jersey, starring Eric McMahon, Ryan Mayer, and Jackie Byrne. Already 100 tickets sold, so there's not many more tickets
left. Wow.
Yeah, well, we do well there. For tickets, call 973-839-9696. 973-839-9696. Oh, yeah, so check that out. Plenty of places to get your comedy on, get your music on with Joe, listen to a radio with Mr. Helix, all sorts of... Listen to our old shows, which you really should.
Yeah.
It took a while to evolve into this type of genius that you hear.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can listen to the ones that you missed, if you're, having a life or something, but you need to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this shit since 2011. Where the fuck were you? It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, you would think we would have gotten better at this by now.
Hmm.
Interesting. All right. All right, anything else?
No.
Oh, fucking Red Sox won tonight. Ugh.
Ugh.
Well, that ruins a perfectly good
show. That was a horrible way to end the show.
All right. Let's look on the bright side. Wet vaginas and hard cocks. There you go.
Yay.
That's better for everybody. All right. I don't even know what that means. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank everybody. It's my fucking job, stupid. Thank you all for listening live. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Joe, thank you for not letting a little thing like death stand in the way of you doing the show tonight. We appreciate that.
Righto.
Okay. Let's see you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
That's what it sounds like when you do it, dear.
I know. That's why I'm laughing. I understand.
Either way. The only one who never misses a show is me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.